106.9 FM, live and local. This is the Morning Primetime Newsmaker.
The Newsmaker segment today is brought to you by Prairie Land Partners John Deere, located 1 mile west of Emporium on West Highway 50, delivering the right solution.
From raking hay and feeding livestock to maintaining your property, John Deere 5 Series utility tractors bring the horsepower and versatility so you can get more done. Get amazing deals going on right now at Prairie Land Partners. Receive a $2,250 bonus when you purchase two or more implements with a new 5E three-cylinder tractor, plus huge cash savings. Don't wait. Stop by or visit PrairieLandPartners.com. Offer ends August 31st, 2023. Some restrictions apply. See PLP for details.
Prairie Land Partners.
KVOE, we are live and we are local, and we're happy that you're with us on this Monday morning, the 14th of August. Beautiful start to the day. Sunshine and 64 humanless degrees here this morning. We like that. And we're very pleased to be joined on our primetime newsmaker this morning via the KVOE Sutherland's Home Improvement Studio line by Lynn Lang and Dee Schwinn of the Emporia Area Retired School Personnel to discuss recruitment and operations of that organization. Good morning, Dee. How are you?
Great.
Well, thanks for joining us here today, Dee. How's it going?
It's going wonderfully. I like the humidless weather out there this morning.
I think you and I can agree on that one, yes.
Lynn, good morning. How are you?
Good. I'm great and ready to start my Monday.
Outstanding. Well, ladies, thanks for joining us here today. Lynn, I wanted to start with you and discuss, I guess, the first half of this, which is on the live and local calendar, the recruitment side of things here for EARSP. But first off, we really wanted to start with folks getting a little bit more information about the Emporia Area Retired School Personnel and really the work that it does to support teachers.
Sure. We are a group of educators with a common goal of serving students and have either taught or been in the school system in some capacity. And we gather monthly at the Emporia Recreation Center. And we have fellowships, sharing our educational experiences, how we serve students in the community as a retiree, and as we did when we were actively working. We do community service projects. An example is we've collected non-perishable food items for some schools in town. One thing we're very proud of, we started last year a partnership with the National Teacher Hall of Fame at ESU and a group of young educators rising at Emporia High School, and we're partnering together to do different things in the community to support education. Another thing we want to talk about is our fellowship. When we meet once a month, we have mixers, get to know each other better, talk about things that we've done with students, and our families. And another highlight, we have great programs with ideas generated from our members. For example, we've had the Imaginarium come and visit, the Emporia High School Choir comes in December, we've recently had the zoo director, we've had a local author, and we hope to have the ESU Homecoming Musical Teaser come. So we try and use our community resources, support our community in various ways. And it's just a great group to be involved with.
Dee, what got you interested in being part of the Emporia Area Retired School Personnel after your career?
I wanted to be with fellow teachers, and several people invited me. And I became involved pretty quickly with community service, and then I got involved at the state level. We do have a state organization called Kansas Association of Retired School Personnel, and I went to fulfill one job, and about 2 months later, I was the editor of the newsletter for the state organization, and I'm still doing that.
That didn't take long.
No, it didn't. and the but the state organization, I like belong to that because it represents. We have members who represent us at the legislature. It connects us with other teachers. We have a foundation where we give grants to current teachers. This year, we gave 12 $500 grants to educators around the state. Last year, an Emporia teacher won one of those. And they also have opportunities for lower insurance rates on certain things, if that's what you choose to do. I'm in it for the fellowship and supporting education around the state.
So is this a large group you have here locally, Dee?
We have around 50 members, and we want more. We usually have about 31, 32. Last time we had 40 signed up for the meeting, which was last Friday. So it depends on schedules, and it's great. Some people come maybe once or twice during the year, but others come faithfully every month, and we really enjoy the time we have together.
It sounds, Lynn, like with the start of school, having a recruitment push right now makes a lot of sense.
It does, and, you know, we are very well aware of the challenges that teachers have nowadays, and we're trying to find ways to support our active personnel in the schools in any capacity, whether it be the bus drivers, nutritional services, you know, paraprofessionals, the classroom teachers. We want them to know that we support them and encourage them to serve students in the best way they can possibly do. And I want to do a shout-out to the Emporia Recreation Center. They have been so kind to let us use the community room for our meetings every second Friday. And we would like to invite anybody that would like to be a guest of ours to our next meeting, which is Friday, September 8th.
Well, Lynn, who's eligible to be a part of your group?
Anybody that's been involved in the educational system in the Emporia area. We have people moving from out of state to the area. We try and get word out to them. So it's really, you know, anybody that's been involved in children in an educational setting.
Lynn, from your perspective here, what are the benefits of being involved, you know, for new members specifically? I mean, you and Dee are fairly established in the group, but what can new members expect as far as, you know, their benefits of being involved with the retired school personnel group? And the other thing I wanted to ask you, too, is the importance of maintaining those connections, say, with the Teachers Hall of Fame. You mentioned Imaginarium and current and really, I guess, ongoing work here with existing teachers, educators, and administrators.
Well, I think the biggest benefit is the fellowship, the camaraderie, and the thing that we all have in common, which has been working with children in some capacity. I think it's great to keep those ties together, share you know, current issues and discussions. I think it's important that we include our community as part of our programs and let them explore things that they may not know about. Another benefit is the time that we spend together with community service projects, helping others, and our dues are very reasonable. Our local dues are $10, and our state dues are $25. So it keeps us connected with state, you know, issues as well as local highlights. We are here to help promote all the positive things that happen in education, and I think that's real important right now.
Well, Dee, if there are those out there who would like more information or would like to join, how can they do that?
Well, they can contact Lynn or I. That would work. I'll give my phone number. It's 620-412-3452, and if they just want to call and get more information or if they want to reserve a spot on the September 8th, that would be great. I do want to say that it's open to all levels of education. We have people from ESU. We have people, have had people from the technical college. We have people from Chase County. If there's not an organization in their county, they're welcome to come to, because it's Emporia area. So we've had people from Morris County, Osage County. So we're open to all of those.
Outstanding. Well, ladies, anything else, Dee, we wanted to bring out here before we wrap things up? Anything from your side?
Just come and check us out and have a good time.
Lynn, how about you?
I would say the same thing. I think since we started meeting at the Emporia Recreation Center, It's a friendly atmosphere. It's very welcoming. People look forward to coming and collaborating with one another. And we always have a lunch catered in, so that's always a highlight as well.
Yeah.
So we'd love to have you come and visit and hopefully join.
Lynn, thanks for your time this morning. We appreciate it.
Okay, thank you.
Good to talk to you. Dee, thank you much.
Thank you very much. Have a great day.
Yeah, you both have a great day. Lynn Lang and Dee Schwinn of the Emporia Area Retired School Personnel talking about their organization and upcoming activities. Chuck?
All right. If you'd like to be part of the Newsmaker spot, again, we mentioned here that Friday is the only available date for this week. So let us know if you want that one. Call us at 620-342-1400 or email kvue@kvue.com. Tomorrow we'll have Anna Ryan discussing the Emporia Children's Choir with practices starting later this month.
Yeah, it's coming up soon. Our
very
Newsmaker
soon.
This morning brought to you by Prairie Land Partners John Deere. 1 mile west of Emporia on Highway 50, Prairie Land Partners John Deere, delivering the right solution. Prairie Land Partners John Deere. Hey, Scott's Lawn and Landscaping offers professional landscaping and outdoor living space construction. Check them out on Facebook or visit their website, scottslawnandlandscaping.com. Scott's can transform your ho-hum yard into a beautiful, peaceful sanctuary. Again, check them out on Facebook or visit their website, scottslawnandlandscaping.com. Beautiful start to a Monday here, 732, 64 degrees. Stay tuned, we'll check the weather next.
The iconic, the incomparable, the international superstar Marie Osmond is coming to Prairie Band Casino and Resort on Thursday, September 21st. Singing timeless and all-new hits like Paper Roses, Unexpected Songs, and But the World Goes Round. Must be 18 or over to attend. Get